Item five is discussion and possible action on the Brazos River Authority leases and lease forms for Possum Kingdom property by Phil Ford.
I think what we're going to talk about is the current leases and kind of the methodology that the board has adopted, or that the board had adopted with divestiture, when divestiture wasn't on the table. I want to say a couple of things first. With regard to the leases, what worries me about some of the discussion that was had previously, or some of the stuff that was presented, is if our leases are a fraud, if they technically are, then we're in a lot deeper trouble than we think we are. Everybody is, matter of fact. And part of our deal is making sure that all the lessees are informed as to what's going on, and that they understand the ramifications of the people who are representing them and the things that they are saying. If it is true that our leases are a fraud, then again, we're all in trouble. Okay. The second thing that we want to talk about is the board passed a resolution during the last meeting that they wanted the legislation to say unencumbered. To that end, I want to talk a little bit about what the ramifications are if that's not there with regard to the leases. It's our understanding that if it is true that below market value lease rates for a very long term do then devalue property when leased, if that is true, and it's my understanding that per appraisal practice it is, if that is true, we're going to have to look at, and this is part of what we're going to have to discuss with y'all, the decisions that the board has made to offer discounted lease rates for very long terms, and whether or not that's something that can continue, especially in light of the fact that we don't know exactly what's going to happen with the legislation. What do we do in this lag period? Now, with regard to the effect of below market lease rates on a sale price, I'm going to ask Jim Forte to kind of come up here and generally give you an idea of what that does.
We ran some numbers this weekend just to try to make heads or tails of this situation, and I'm going to be talking in averages and broad generalities. I didn't go through and analyze 1,575 individual leases, but what we tried to do was was run some hypotheticals. I guess the point that we're trying to make is with respect to the 50-year leases, and there have been 32 of those that have been entered into. Again, I'm talking averages. The average value the appraisal district lists for those properties is about $66,000. That's what we understand. It's a leasehold value. It's not a fair market value. It's not a land value. It's a value that they come up with. If you take our current lease methodology, the present value of the income stream off of that average piece of property will be about $183,000 over that 50-year period of time. If you take, as we heard, if we're looking at the value of that piece of property as it might be considered in a sale situation such as is considered in the legislation right now, they compare that to what you would consider to be a fair market lease, and we assume that would be about a 6% return, which is the goal that we have over the 20 years of our 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lease as it ramps up. And if you take the Staubach study number that suggests that the fair market value of the property out there is approximately 1.7 times what the appraisal district has it on the rolls for, that same piece of property would be worth approximately $112,000, and market rent present valued back would be about $362,000, almost a double of the rent that we can assume under our lease methodology. If the difference were applied to a sale transaction, we essentially, again, because we never considered that divestiture would be an issue with respect to these long-term leases, But if you take the difference between the market lease and our current lease methodology and apply it against the assumed fair market value, we would lose, or that property would be underwater by about $68,000. If that the divestiture legislation passed, and an average property owner that has a 50-year lease were to exercise their option and the property were valued based on the encumbrance of the leasehold, we would, I guess, in some cases, would owe that person $67,000. If you were to hypothetically change our methodology on rent on the basis of the lease, our lease, not being what the appraisal district reports, but based off of a fair market value valuation by an appraiser or whatever, it would still keeping our 2, 3, 4, 5, 6% progression, that $67,000 loss turns into about a $57,000 positive simply by adjusting the basis against which our lease is applied. The point we're trying to make is, again, we never contemplated divestiture in our lease methodology. To continue that, if divestiture is a possibility, would mean that that we have essentially 32 pieces of property right now that have zero value under the methodology that's in the legislation, and any additional leases that go on that 50-year lease would probably fall in the same category. Any questions?
Jim. So the question to the board is, do you have any more discussion?
So the bottom line is, we need to not have 50-year leases until we understand what's going to happen. In my book, we have tried to be as fair as we could. The long leases were, in our opinion, to help the lessees. If that 50-year leniency is going to give us, make us lose money, we shouldn't do that. We need to wait and see what happens with this legislation, and then decide how we're going to make the RA whole again, because we can't continue this when we're getting hit with things that we have no control over. At least that's what I think, Chair.
That's a good point.
Meeting before last, I think that's what we voted to do. To delay any discussion until after the legislation.
To Granberry.
Well, no. Granberry. Okay. I'm not sure that I have to check the minutes if we voted to delay any discussion. I think what we voted to delay discussion on may have been the commercial leases, but we've already decided upon our residential leases.
So you had there was a feeling of the board not to take action until July. So we were looking for clarification, and it's kind of like my analogy that says the bullet has come out of the gun proceeding towards a target. And we've got to figure out if we're going to reach out and grab it, or are we going to let it continue on? And the answer is it's probably not the right target that we should be aiming for, depending upon whether it was to divest or not to divest.
Okay. Well, let me ask a question. So if at this point we say, okay, we're just going to remain status quo until the end of the session, which is the end of May, I still come back to the fact that I think we have a question, because clearly, it's been argued that we have devalued our property by offering long-term leases and discounted rates. So my question is, are we in a position to reinforce a bad decision by continuing discounted lease rates in 30-year terms? I mean, it would. The people that are going to get hurt here are the people that are continuing the lease, because while they may continue to lease, what happens if in the 7-year period they go to sell that property and that person uses the laws that have been thrown around the room today stating that the lease rates are an encumbrance? I mean, this is, you know... I mean, this is not a good situation. I mean, we've tried to be fair and compassionate. It's not been accepted. We're now being forced into a position of divestiture with the understanding that the people that can afford it are going to get it. The people that can't afford it, well, the heavy-handedness of the BRA is just going to fall down on your neck. And if that's the case, and we're still left with, because we don't know the number of leases that are going to buy, what if 50% of the people buy? That leaves 50% of the people that were still managing property, that were still doing road maintenance, we're still doing trash, we're still doing all of the functions that we're doing now, and we know what we're doing is devaluing our property. I mean, personally, then I'm conflicted to go back and say, if I know I'm doing something that's intentionally devaluing my property, I need to reevaluate what we're doing, and we need to take it directly to market rates, and we need to take it to short-term leases.
Well, I think clearly we don't know what proposed legislation may or may not be or due to the Brazos River Authority. We clearly don't know what specifically the effect to the BRA has been on our leases that we've already proposed, the 50-year, and we don't know how many applications there are in the pipeline now for additional 50-year leases. We know that there's been 30-some-odd leases that have already been leased for the 50 years under some of the methodology and discussion has been those folks will show up at a closing and expect a check from the Brazos River Authority. We're in a quandary, and we don't know what the final resolution is, but I think we need to safeguard this authority as we go forward in this process. Bill, do you have a suggestion?
Let me make some comments, and then we have some suggested language that we wrote a while ago while y'all were having lunch. Last week, as this thing started to unfold, we started looking and saying, what is the impact of continuing to answer wage-type questions? What happens to the individual that's making a home improvement on their land, on their property now? What happens to things that are involved that somebody had in good faith come in and said, okay, I want the 50-year lease, but it hadn't gone through all the legal ramifications or all the signatures? What happens to those? What happens to the financial institutions that are in the process of loaning money? What happens to the lessee? How does all that play? Litigation. Our action today, what impact does that have on the market at PK, and so forth? And so having said all that, and plus it can be spun and it can be and done other things that says, again, we're heavy-handed and we're bad actors and we're all those type folks. We've written a resolution subject to y'all's concurrence and help us and read every line and tell us, is that the intent that you want, but we have a, is it ready to go?
Okay, the proposed initial language is the Brazos River Authority hereby implements a moratorium on the execution of any further 50-year residential leases beginning and effective as of March 26th of 2007. Any existing written requests received prior to March 26th of 2007 will not be impacted by this moratorium. In the event a new lease is requested because of a leasehold transfer or required financing, the Brazos River Authority staff may issue a 20-year lease with a 10-year extension under the prior lease form with the rates based on the methodology adopted by the Board of Directors in its May 2006 meeting.
I still have a little bit of concern with that second clause. I mean, a 20-year lease with a 10-year extension, I mean, we're just going from 50 to 30. It's like, you know, do we shoot ourselves in the foot or do we shoot ourselves in the knee? I just don't know if I'd go above 20 years. And now, granted, this is just until our July meeting, contemplated.
That proposed language does not address that issue.
One comment I think Phil alluded to, so we're looking, is the challenge with this is a very dynamic environment. I mean, we literally have leases being transferred and assigned, you know, almost weekly. And so we're trying to accommodate not going to a 50-year lease, but at the same time, if you just did a pure moratorium where you completely halted everything, there'd be a pretty significant disruption in things that are in process right now, or even things that haven't even started to go in process. If a person's had their house on the market, as an example, and all of a sudden they now have a buyer, and that's going to go through in the next month, well, do you want to go ahead and transfer that, and therefore the new buyer needs a new lease with a longer term to be able to get the financing? You know, you would then have to, well, I won't say you have to, but you have the question of, are you going to issue a new lease? And if so, what term are you going to issue to be able to allow that transaction to occur? So that's the challenge that you have. You could certainly adopt a moratorium that says, we're not going to go, we're stopping everything right now. But as a practical matter, I think Mike would tell you there's a lot of issues associated with doing that. That's the challenge.
And Mr. Chairman, it goes back to what we alluded to earlier. The generalities of, it sounds like a good idea. I think we ought to divest, and I think the people ought to have the opportunity to buy their land. Okay. But in reality, it comes down to where, when you put in the 66 commercial, whether they're included or not in the legislation, and you put the 1,575, it almost comes down to, it's an individual case. And each one of those individual cases needs to be almost sent to the tribunal to go through the system to see whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. And under the generalities that we have now, I think that, again, we have the board have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we don't continue to do something that's not smart. So we're in a catch-22, not trying to pick on any group, not trying to pick on any people, no matter where you are, as far as value, big, large value or small value, and how much property you have. So this is when I left the conversation. Where's Lurley? Lurley, Did this say, do we conclude that this resolution carries us through July?
Well, we're still working on that. While we were talking about this, John Hawes and Kent Rendy came up with some additional language, so I guess I was going to type in their language and put up in the board and let y'all look at it. Sir, I'm working on that real quickly.
And there's a risk in doing it like we're doing it here.
Sure.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Is it appropriate to make a comment on another subject while they're...
Is it related directly to this?
It's directly to the subjects that's before us.
Sure.
The opening statement said, you know, that if the leases are a fraud, then we're all in trouble. And as a director, I would like to request the staff to analyze this. And I think that the lessees, as well as the board, need to know the ramifications if that is true. And I think that it's up to us as a responsibility to request an analysis of what are our legal obligations in this area. And do the legal staff think that that is true or not? And if it is true, what are the legal ramifications? Because if they are fraud, I'm not sure we have the right to sell this to the lessee. The courts may decide there's another owner.
Kilgore?
Mr. Chairman, it's just a general question. I'll make a little statement first, then I'll ask the question. We have looked at and considered in detail in public forum at possibility Waco at the office, all the different aspects of continuing to lease the land over several years. The board members have had an opportunity to study and make decisions over a period of time. And it has only been two meetings where we have been in a situation where we're talking about divestiture. And we simply don't have the facts and figures available to us to make decisions. What I'm saying, so I'm leading up to a question. Is there any way that the state legislature could postpone this legislation till the next session so that once again we have an opportunity to work with the folks at PK so that we wind up with a better situation for everyone concerned so that we don't have as many open-ended questions?
Well, I think.
Has anyone appealed to the state legislature to, of course, certainly keep it in the process or whatever, but perhaps table it until next session?
That, thank you, Ms. Kimmel. That the not that, to my knowledge, there hasn't been that request made of either Senator Estes or State Representative Jim Keffer's office. I suppose that they could withdraw their legislation. They're certainly free to do that. But as far as I know, there has been, I know not from the, from the Brazos River Authority, there has been no request on, the, on that regard. Any other questions? Are you still working on that language?
At Director Kilgore, the idea of waiting has been discussed, but only as a fallback should legislation not be passed, I think. So the idea of waiting, studying, meeting, doing all those things has been discussed, but only anecdotally and not in any specific terms or no specific language has been presented. So, but it has been discussed anecdotally.
Matt, for us novices that don't understand the legislative process in detail, what is approved, if it comes, is it going to come out of committee at some point? If ever, you know, if they can resolve some things
at this point,
committee, and then what happens?
Right. At this point, it's been filed in both houses. My understanding is we'll see a Senate bill probably move before a House bill. But the Senate bill will be a committee hearing will be requested. Has not happened yet, to my knowledge. It may have happened today, but I'm not aware. I think what they're waiting on is possibly some more agreeable substitute language. It's my understanding that the bill would be laid out in committee, substituted for whatever that language happens to be. It'll then go to the full Senate and then move over to the House. But that would be the process, and go through the same process in the House, of course.
And in that process, is there an opportunity to address the
at the committee hearing level on both sides, both on the in the Senate and in the House? Yes.
Has it been sent to committee yet?
Yes, it's in the Senate Committee on Natural Resources and the House Committee on Natural Resources.
Can we have a reading of this, please?
I'll read this resolution. The Brazos River Authority hereby implements a moratorium on execution of any further 50-year residential leases beginning and effective as of March 26th, 2007. Any existing written request received prior to March 26, 2007 will not be impacted by this moratorium. In the event a new lease is requested because of a leasehold transfer or required financing, the Brazos River Authority staff may issue a 20-year lease with a 10-year extension under the prior lease form. In regard to lease rates, the current 2006 lease rate methodology will be utilized until December 31st, 2007, at which time the lease rate will move to the May 2006 board-approved lease rate methodology to be effective January 1st, 2008 for lessees remaining on the prior lease form. The Board of Directors will revisit the leasing issues at its July 2007 meeting.
Bill, can I just ask what the reasoning is in using the prior lease form?
Because the new lease form we're still using that old lease form, and because we gave the lessees every how many months that is to convert over.
Well, the new lease form is a 50-year form, is a 50-year term. I mean,
no, that wasn't a question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Wait, did you get your answer? Sir, did you understand the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions? What's the wishes of the board?
I have one question.
Just go ahead.
Why did we choose December 31st as a cutoff date?
I'm sorry. Why did we choose the December 30th?
The 2006 lease rate methodology will be utilized until December 31st.
Same answer that I just gave away, because of the transition from the old form to the new.
I understand.
Any other questions? All right. At this time, the chair will either introduce entertain a motion. Term entertainment somehow hasn't fit into my discussion today. So moved by Sal. Is there a second? By Bob. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Balion?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director DeCluet?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Beer?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Martin?
Sorry, I'm still trying to figure out the lease rate methodology. Abstain, I guess.
Director Peggs?
Yes.
Director Zeccanino?
Yes.
Miss me.
Director Moore.
Yes.
Item six, do I hear a motion for adjournment?
Mr. Chairman, I did have one little matter.
Yes, sir, Mr. Skaggs. Please proceed.
Just take a minute. I was at the annual convention of the Texas Water Conservation Association recently, and I was in the meeting of the River Authority panel, and I would like to report to the board that Bill Ford has been elected as the chair of the River Authority panel for that organization, which is one of the largest and most influential in the country. It's a very significant honor for Phil, and I think we should all recognize him.
Well done.
And also send out some appropriate publicity about this event.
Thank you, Mr. Skaggs. Any further conversation, Martha?
If we could just get a copy of that resolution that you passed.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hear a motion for adjournment.
So move. I'm good for that.
Mr. Bellon, seconded by Mr. Skaggs. All in favor?
Aye.
Wore me out. Time to go home.
Bob?